Hello Internet, I am Firebolt.
And I'm the Orbiter.
And welcome to episode 5 of the Bollocks Report.
You thought I was going to say something then, didn't you?
Yeah, you led forward like...
Yeah, I hadn't engaged my brain before my mouth was ready to speak.
As you often don't, and just garble nonsense into the mic.
Should we get straight into the news rundown?
Sure.
You need to shave.
Fuck off.
That's news.
How is that news?
No,
I've had a beard for ages, and, well, our dear listeners can't even see that.
I bought you a shaver as well.
Yeah, well, you have to teach me how to shave.
You shove it on your face and switch it on.
Well, I don't want to cut myself.
No, you won't with an electric one. Anyway, news rundown, sorry, carry on.
Last time an electric razor cut any hair of mine, a disaster happened, so...
Yeah.
I don't feel that, very confident.
That was funny. For everyone else.
Sure. Anyway, on with the show. Okay, so this is the news rundown. We do this every week, and it's just us basically reading out news headlines.
Trying not to get depressed.
Although I've changed a lot of them. And this week, I don't just...
Do you wait for the Daily Express?
No, I've changed them so that they make sense within a context.
Oh, right, sometimes just change the news then.
Yeah, it's just to explain further things, and I can't be asked typing out word for word, so.
Okay.
And also, this week I did the very last minute, like earlier this afternoon, so if there are some things missing, they're missing.
Best way.
And they're all in a random order. Because
if you want the real news, watch the real news.
I suppose. 7 Labour MPs leave the Labour Party to create an independent group.
I thought there were more than that. Or is this old, an older headline?
I think it was just 7. I think it was 6 originally. And then
there were 8 at one point. And then, because there were three Tories that left as well, and they said that could be potentially 11 of them.
But I don't know.
And I'm sure there's more.
That are wanting to leave or do something about the leadership that they're unhappy with. But with that, I don't think all of them left for the same reason.
No.
Because some of them were saying it's over anti-Semitism. Some of them were just saying it's mainly Brexit. Like they could, and some of them were just Blairites that were just like, well, this is a hard left line. We can't deal with that.
And yeah, and there were...
I just feel like through the middle of this all, the Lib Dems are just there going like...
We do exist, you know.
Nobody remember us. Please somebody be my friend.
Oh, they remember.
I get why people were angry. I just don't get why people see that as, oh, we can never think about them again.
Honda set to close a Swindon plant.
Yep, and Brexiteers will pretend that's not because of Brexit, even though they said that it's a big factor.
Well, I know it's a difficult one at the moment because diesel's on its way out, and they're saying that, you know, that there's lots of different factors, but I think the general consensus is that Brexit certainly not helped. You know.
Yeah. Report finds Islamophobia is the driving force behind the far-right rise in the UK.
No shit, Sherlock.
I was literally about to say that. Yeah, it's not surprising given everything, but I mean, I guess it just shows that that's at the heart of that, and it's not that these people actually have... That there's not... The main thing isn't something else. Like, Islamophobia is the main thing, that's the idea. Rather than it being some people being ushered in by people who are also Islamophobes, but that are appealing to something else.
Yeah.
It's mainly Islamophobia.
Nigel Farage to lead new Brexit party if Brexit is delayed.
That's hilarious. Because it's always was like...
Well, there's only so many times you can go back to UKIP and not be ridiculed, although he's...
He was going in and out of UKIP, I think, because he wanted to retire. I mean...
Doing the okey-cokey. Or the yuki-kuki.
And now he's created a Brexit party because the previous leadership, well, the current leadership of UKIP, I think, appointed Tommy Robinson to some sort of position. So, I mean, at least...
He's had his Facebook account deleted, hasn't he?
At least Nigel Farage isn't a complete nut job. Yeah. I mean, he is, but not that much of a nut job.
Merkel backs Fridays for Future. Oh, hang on, I've jumped.
Yep.
Well, we kind of covered the three Conservatives MPs joining the independent group already,
yeah, but
didn't we?
Something interesting about that.
What?
There was a technicality.
Do tell.
Where I think, I mean, Parliament barely follows its own rules.
No.
The UK government would have to declare a general election within 14 days. I think those 14 days are actually up. I'm not sure.
If what?
If they didn't, if they'd lost their majority during the government.
Yeah, they haven't lost it yet, though, have they? Or have they?
They're at 325 MPs.
They haven't got
exactly half. They haven't got a majority.
No. Interesting.
And DUP previously counted towards a majority because it was going to be a hung parliament.
Yeah, but they're not a coalition, though, are they? It's just a...
It's confidence and supply because Good Friday Agreement kind of forbids that kind of thing.
Yeah, which the Tories obviously care about. Anyway, Merkel backs Fridays for Future student protests for climate change. Yay!
That's a good thing. Although I'm really pissed off at all the UK politicians that are just going, oh, you're just playing truant.
Are they all saying
It's just
that?
Like, well, the Conservatives are pretty much mostly because...
That's not all of them.
It's most. Well, it's actually exactly half of the ones in Parliament.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are just going, oh, you're just playing truant. It's just like... Do you even hear yourself? How dare you, fight for your future? And
we know the Tories are dead.
Like, they fucked things up, so people are protesting now. Unfortunately, my school didn't really organise anything.
We had a leaflet through from our local Conservative MP telling us. I don't know if he knows something that we don't, because I thought, this looks like an election kind of campaign type leaflet. But anyway, it's basically saying that the Conservatives are the only party to with a chance of keeping the SNP out in our area.
So I was really like, see them as that much of a threat.
Thanks for telling me who to vote for to get rid of you then, you tosspot.
I mean, I think they know their audience then.
Next.
Corbyn gets a boost in Heartland as Labour pledges to support a second Brexit referendum. Now, I'm surprised that there's actually a boost in their Heartland because quite a lot of them are Leave areas. But apparently, according to a poll, that's actually given them a boost in support, although they're still way behind in the polls everywhere else.
Yeah, some of that will be the younger voters coming in that weren't in last time, though, won't it?
I guess, but...
US and South Korea to stop war games to ease tensions with North Korea. What, were they playing war games?
Yeah, basically sort of doing military exercises near North Korea. Yeah, well, that's what war games actually means.
Yeah. Good film, War Games.
Okay, that's not really relevant.
It is?
Yeah, so there was a summit in Vietnam over the past 2 weeks.
When has relevance mattered?
As far as I could tell, it didn't go very well for either of them. Trump didn't want to ease all the sanctions and North Korea didn't want to completely denuclearize. So they kind of... America eased some of the sanctions and I think they closed down one nuclear plant that was building nuclear weapons, I think. India and Pakistan brought to the brink of war after Kashmir attack.
Oh, yeah. There have
been loads of things with them, like shooting down planes and capturing each other.
They're giving the pilot back, though, haven't they?
Yeah.
Aren't they? I mean, I don't know if they have already, but...
I'm not sure if anything further has happened since then.
Pardon?
But things are very tense. And I saw some articles saying, oh, don't be fooled, it's not quite over yet.
Okay.
And those are two nuclear powers, so you should be probably pretty... aware of what's going on there.
At least they're next door to each other, though.
That doesn't help.
No, I know it doesn't help, but I mean, the missiles don't have to fly over our heads to get to each other, is what I mean.
That's a very cynical way of looking at it.
Yeah, I suppose. Democrats say Michael Cohen's testimony will be a map to key witnesses and investigations.
I'm not sure how much he actually gave up, but most of what it was saying is that he just... gave a very damning testimony saying that it was racist.
I caught in passing a little bit of the court testimony going on the other day live on BBC News. I didn't have a fucking clue what was going on. I couldn't work out who was on whose side, but...
Michael Cohen was Trump's lawyer.
Yeah.
But I think he very much doesn't like him. He was doing that mainly for professional purposes. Yeah. But he's now going to jail, probably.
Have a good time.
Because he did criminal things whilst serving for Trump, which probably means that Trump also did criminal things, but you know.
Yeah, but he's never going to take the fall himself if he can help it.
Yep. Hezbollah grows as Britain labels it as a terrorist organisation.
Britain labels it as a... I thought Hezbollah already was labelled as a terrorist organisation.
Officially labelling it as a terrorist organisation. Because
right.
I'm not entirely sure what Hezbollah particularly wanted. I know they mainly operate in Lebanon. And there's, with that 80s programme, probably something to do with that.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff going on in Lebanon in the 80s. I remember it being a feature of the Dire Straits Brothers in Arms video.
But now in Lebanon, they're actually growing after
roadside bombs.
The UK's renamed them as a terrorist group or labelled them officially as a terrorist group.
Republicans showing unflinching loyalty to Trump as 2020 looms. Looms is probably the right word.
Yeah. I mean, there's far too many Democratic candidates for him not to win. I think he's going to win again and people are going to be like, oh, how did that happen? And still be shocked and then, I don't know... he'll get someone just as bad to succeed him or instill a dictatorship because that seems to be where things are going.
Yay!
I'm very optimistic about this thing.
Yeah, but let's stay happy.
Okay. German economy at risk amid US tariffs and Brexit. That's something again to do with Trump and idiots here.
Okay.
Yeah, basically, that's a sort of double whammy thing with the trade war that he started for no apparent fucking reason, Trump, and Brexit's going to fuck Germany up as well. So, and they're kind of just holding things together in Europe right now, so I'm a bit worried about that.
Yeah. New Mars lander designed to dig into Mars hits snags. Mm-hmm.
It managed to drill, I think, a foot.
Into what?
Mars.
Oh, it's actually there already. Yeah. Oh, right, okay. Well, it's not very new then, is it, if it's already on Mars? I mean, it must...
Well, it's landed recently.
Right, okay.
It managed to dig about a foot, and it was meant to dig, like, 5 feet. It's trying to get the temperature of the Martian core accurately. Green Book heavily criticised for Best Picture Oscar for... undermining conspicuous diversity of this year's Oscars.
What's conspicuous diversity?
I don't know.
Well, diversity is obviously like equal kind of representation of whites, blacks, women, men.
Everybody. People.
I suppose it's worth a mention.
I'm going to guess that was just sort of, that they
you
can
interrupted
have the best,
me again.
That can have the best picture.
So I interrupted you back twice.
Sorry. Some people criticised it because...
I think it's a shame that the diversity has to be labelled as conspicuous because it should be there anyway. I think the fact that it's being referred to as conspicuous means that it's not been as it should have been in the past.
Yeah.
Diversity shouldn't be conspicuous.
It's just sort of an easy fix for a lot of people.
I'm going to put an asterisk, not an asterisk, but I'm going to put a little tag on that item and refer you to my corner later. Okay. Carry on. Senior Labour officials argue over efforts to curb anti-Semitism.
Yeah, there was this guy that said that it was in Labour that said that Labour had made too many concessions or something along those lines. He's now been suspended, but some of the top people in Labour were like, oh, we shouldn't have done that. So some people still are not really seeing that it is an issue as much as it is.
Yeah.
That's not really news, I guess, but... MPs...
That's easy for you to say.
MPs say legal age for cigarettes should be raised to 21. I don't see why it would make a difference.
No, I think most people know there.
If anything, it's just trying to desperately distract from Brexit.
Yeah.
But I think like half the people in my school probably smoke, so it's really not going to make a difference.
Most of them are under that. Is it 18 at the moment?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Because it used to be... I think it was 16 maybe, but I don't know. SpaceX capsule successfully docks with ISIS. I mean, ISS. Sorry. I was so I was so concerned about SpaceX that I completely merged the International Space Station with ISIS. Okay. Pardon me. Well, that's the is that the first time that's happened?
Yes. And
so
also,
this is the dawn of the commercial space flight era then.
To the ISS. And also it's a big deal for American space travel in general because previously NASA astronauts would have to go up in Russian craft.
Aren't they going back to the moon or sending people back to the moon soon?
Possibly. I don't know. It's a mystery. I'm sure NASA knows, probably. Social media firms facing huge fines over child safety. So something might actually happen about that. But I don't see if there's anything that they can actually do to stop that. Because that's just how the internet works.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that all of this thing about social media firms needing to crack down, I'm sure it would have to be using AI. Because you just don't have the manpower to process the amount of information that's going through the system.
As YouTube has shown, AI is very bad at... It has a lot of misfires there.
Yeah.
And people get very pissed off when... they get demonetized
You can set up AI to flag things for humans to then...
That'd be way too much.
Yeah, I suppose. Anyway, Michael Jackson...
Facebook doesn't have that many employees.
Michael Jackson's music banned from BBC after child abuse claims.
Yeah, I'm assuming some new evidence has come forth with that because I know there was a lot of talk about that. I don't know. It was...
Yeah.
Before I would have been aware of any of that, but I'm assuming something new came through, and that's why, or either they're just updating it, so there's been a lot of pressure on it, or something.
I haven't read this story, so I don't know. But I mean, if there's child abuse that's happened, that's well, I say fair enough to criticise the fact that that shouldn't have happened and stuff. But as a musician, I just think it's a damn shame when decent, good music is taken away from the public. It's for us all, regardless of what faults somebody has. Their music is not one of their faults. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And Michael Jackson's made a lot of really good music. I just think it's a shame if we lose that because he had faults.
Well,
I know they're
just losing
really
it
bad
from
faults.
The BBC.
Well, okay, yeah. As long as it's not like. I mean, with Gary Glitter, it was a bit different because his music was a bit shit anyway. So.
If you make good things, then, three people are a fool.
No, that, I know that's a bit biased and... anyway, carry on.
Yeah, there's some uncomfortable things there.
Yeah.
Mueller's final report will ignite epic war of disclosure. I'm assuming that's an opinion piece. The end of Robert Mueller's investigation into collusion with Russia, amongst other criminal things that the Trump administration has probably done, is going to be released at some point, maybe in the next few days, maybe in the next month, who knows.
Excuse me a minute.
It's meant to end soonish and be released as a final statement.
So I have to apologise for the audio quality on my voice for the first part of this.
The obvious attire. I was noticing that. I was like, why am I so loud on there? He forgot to turn his gain up, so he's going to have to like really raise that up.
It'll either be really poor quality on my side or...
really quiet.
Yeah, I'll come through your mic, all right?
Anyhow.
I'll be a bit distant. Where are we?
Novichok.
Novichok victim's son writes to Putin begging him to give up suspects.
I doubt that'll do much, but...
Maybe they should stop putting flags on our cathedrals.
I don't think that was anyone actually Russian. I think that was just some dumb people making a joke that wasn't really appropriate.
Pardon me.
May could get Brexit boost in House of Commons after Graham Brady suggests he could drop his opposition. There's a lot of speculation in that statement. I read into the story because it was just saying May's going to get a Brexit boost. It's just like, why? And it said because Graham Bradham, who's the chairman of the 1922 commission,
committee,
whatever, collected all the things on the no confidence letters. Said about that he could drop his opposition if reasonable concessions were made, but I don't think they have been made. So I don't think the EU's technically actually changed anything.
What date? This is going out on the 7th, isn't it?
So there's like 3 weeks after now.
That'll be cool.
That's fucking disturbing.
Our next episode will be just over a week before it's due to happen. IS bride's husband wants them to return to the Netherlands.
Counting down to the apocalypse. Well, economic destruction. Anyway, IS bride. Oh, you already said the headline. I mean, we're going to talk about that later, but yeah. I guess if the Netherlands accepts them and they want to go there, then that's fine. But if not, then the UK kind of has to accept its own citizens back, I think.
Yeah. Even if you put them in prison, they're still British citizens. You can't just...
Yeah.
Seychelles president accuses world leaders of blindness to climate change. Is the Seychelles that one that's likely to be completely underwater?
Probably, yeah. It's an island. But I don't know. There's some things because it's a very small country as well, that it's a lot easier for smaller countries to cut down on carbon emissions. But I still think it's relevant to how little people have actually done about this.
Yeah. Which feeds back into the Fridays. So, yeah, revolt, kids.
We don't need no education. We probably need a world to live in, though.
Yeah.
Labour accuses Chris Grayling of wasting £2.7 billion in political blunders.
Is he the one that set up that ferry thing?
I think so, yeah.
Because I don't know if you've seen, but he's being pressurised to resign because they had to pay £33 million compensation to Eurotunnel over the, you know, when the government came out and said they're going to put on extra ferry services in the event of a no-deal Brexit. Well, that's affected Eurotunnel's business. Eurotunnel threatened to sue, and the government have now had to pay Eurotunnel £33 million to sell out of court.
Yep, so I think they're right, and he's just a sort of bumbling mess.
You couldn't take the rest of the Tories with you, though, could you?
Is he the transport minister, or is he the Brexit minister now?
I give up. It's like musical chairs there.
Yeah, Jeremy Hunt spent ages dismantling the NHS, and now I don't even know who's the health secretary. I think he's the foreign secretary now.
Okay.
Anyway, Benjamin Netanyahu, is to be indicted for bribery and fraud.
Is he?
Yeah. So
does
he
that make you anti-Semitic for saying that?
No, he's...
I know, but this is my point: is that the criticizing Israel in any way is often used as an excuse to label somebody anti-Semitic.
I'm fine with Israel. I just don't like the Israeli government because Netanyahu's a cunt. Like he bribed
C-bomb.
Well, he's a very corrupt guy because he bribed people for cigars and champagne, which is just like most stereotypical rich guy thing to do. But also for favorable articles in the press.
Yeah.
Which might explain, you know, why a lot of the press in Israel, I don't think, has really said anything good about Palestine or tried to stop any of that.
Mm.
So, yeah, I think that might have something to do with it. But, you know.
Anyway.
But that could mean that he gets ousted and the opposition gets in, which I think would be good because they're a lot more willing to make peace, I think.
We better move on to the next section because we're pushed for time this evening, aren't we? Due to a mysterious event happening next Thursday.
Next Thursday, yeah, would be. So that's the news rundown.
Next there is...
Okay, so this is a sort of news segment. We're just going to talk for a minute to 2 minutes on what's been happening with us or new things that we like, rather than it being that we're reviewing something like Utter Bollocks or Dog's Bollocks. I can't remember which way this
is. I thought that's what this was.
It is.
I can do anything in my corner that I want, can I?
Right, well, you can just talk about whether you've had a shit week.
Is it my corner first?
I suppose so.
The Orbiter's corner. I was just thinking, I went to see a couple of films and I thought, oh, I'll just go and say something about them. And actually, one of them ties into a bit of the news was I went to see Green Book a couple of weeks ago, and I was a bit pissed off when I got Best Picture because I was gonna come out on here and recommend it highly, but maybe I should recommend it highly because it's getting a bit of bad press because it got Best Picture, isn't it? I thought it was damn good. I think Viggo Mortensen did a brilliant job, considering the fact that I didn't actually realise it was him until
was that one of the Oscars? Actors?
Yeah, he plays Aragorn.
Right.
In Lord of the Rings. But I didn't even realise it was the same actor, so that's a sign that he was a good actor. I think the criticism of it was based on it was a white man's kind of answer to the racial problem. But to me, I didn't actually watch it.
I think it was more a damnation of the Oscars rather than a damnation of the actual film.
Right.
I don't know.
I didn't watch it thinking in terms of how difficult it was. I didn't specifically think about it as a racial issue because, to be honest, as a musician with long hair, I'd have probably faced similar challenges touring the Midwest and the Deep South in America anyway. So I think it was more about the attitudes of the whites in the areas that they were touring rather than... And it was also the main character, without giving too many spoilers... The driver bloke, the white guy, was kind of unintentionally racist at the beginning. He didn't really even think about it, and he kind of learns through driving this guy around that he's just a nice person. You know, being black makes no kind of
They had a section on the Daily Show about this, talking about the magical Negro. And how it's always that it's a black person helping a white person to do something.
Yeah.
And the guy that does, I think it's called CP Time, I can't remember his name. He said that was the black guy in that, helping the white guy not to be racist. But
yeah, but... Having seen,
it's a commentary on the time.
I would say, having seen the film, that it's actually the other way around. The white guy's helping the black guy. I mean, he's basically the black guy's chauffeur. You know, he's taking the servant's role. Right. And he does... Anyway, you can read into it what you will, but I thought it was a brilliant film and I really enjoyed it. And the other film I went to see was Lego Movie 2, which was also really good. I can't say a huge amount about it, but as a parent, there were a lot of... pop culture references, and it was, if you go into it expecting a Lego movie, you won't be disappointed. It was very good. It was just as good as the first one, I think.
Cool. I've had an interesting few weeks. Well, not very interesting.
Fireball
just corner. Quite stressful. Yeah, it's not my corner. I don't know. I've been watching 13 Reasons Why, which I recommend. It's very emotional. One of the episodes, I think that's the most I've cried whilst watching something fictional, apart from maybe The Shawshank Redemption.
All right. You hid that well when we watched it. You were obviously hiding behind the cushion.
Yeah, well, that's more silent.
Yeah.
But, yeah... Yeah, I think that affected me a lot in the last few weeks. But I've been very stressed because I've got quite a lot of things going on in March to do with music things, including my on the day this goes out, I'm having my National 5 practical exam for music, which is stressful. So yeah, I've got a lot of just stuff on my mind. That's the thing, and
you'll do fine.
I recommend 13 Reasons Why because it's very good and very moving.
I would like to see it.
Yeah, if you're not aware, it's on Netflix, by the way. If you're not aware, it's about a girl that committed suicide and left tapes behind to explain why. Hence the name.
Indeed.
Anyway, I believe that's our corner's done.
Perspectives, media, perspectives, media, media, perspectives.
So for this week's perspectives, we are talking about the much talked about Shamina Begum, often referred to as IS Bride. It's a bit dehumanizing, but
yeah.
Anyway, basically, I think she's 15.
No, she was 15 when she left. I think she's now...
She might now be 16.
I think she's old. 19. She's 19 now.
Oh, I thought that she left recently.
Well, it was fairly recently, but in our terms, yeah, it's 4 years ago, so...
Oh, I thought she just left a few
months. No, she's been there a while. I think she's already lost two kids out there in childbirth, and that's why she was reaching out, because she was pregnant again and she was hoping to try and survive this... You know, that her child would survive.
Oh, that changes things, I guess, then. Yeah, that does. But I think the main debate on this was that because she was wanting to come back to the UK, can the UK government revoke her citizenship because she's been a member of ISIS?
Yeah, well, whatever the opinion is, international law says no.
International law says that she...
You can't leave a citizen stateless.
Yeah. But if another state takes her in, like...
The UK were hoping that Bangladesh would, because she has Bangladesh heritage, but she's never been there and she hasn't got citizenship there, so...
It doesn't make any sense, but...
Yeah.
The story recently is that her husband wanted them to live in the Netherlands.
Yeah, he was Dutch, wasn't he? Not Dutch. Know. Is Netherlands Dutch? Sorry.
Yeah, Netherlands is Dutch.
Showing my ignorance here.
We are having a Dutch person on later, so we can talk to them about it.
That'll be next Thursday. Yeah. Don't miss next Thursday's episode.
We have a special guest. Much anyway. Talking about Pete.
Anyway, back
that's
to...
That's Pete, but you're an idiot.
We can ask him, can't we?
I'm not sure if the Netherlands... The Dutch government has actually commented on this, but...
No. It's like... It would be a bit... I mean, from their point of view, basically, they've got somebody who's been, not embedded, but, you know, in a terrorist organisation for a few years, who left Britain and now wants to go back to their country of birth, where their nationality is, and that country is saying no. So, I mean, do you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
I can see it being a bit of an insult to the Netherlands, particularly at the moment with Brexit looming, that she, you know, that she's
like the UK sort of
maybe having to go there.
Shafting its responsibility on that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying she should get away with going to join IS. I'm just saying, you know...
I'm not sure if she's actually committed any crimes other than joining a terrorist organisation, which I'm assuming it's a crime. I don't know. Well, I mean, being aware of that sort of stuff would be, but
the laws
none of that actually happened in the UK.
The laws surrounding terrorism kind of bypass the human rights laws. So
yeah, which is...
you can be held without charge.
An ulterior motive, I think, for Theresa May actually supporting Brexit, because she's probably one of the people that doesn't really like the human rights that are linked to that. But
that's because she's not human.
Yeah, she doesn't look very... She looks like a dead Margaret Thatcher, but I'm sure we've discussed this before.
Possibly. I think that's a bit of a compliment as well, but carry on.
Anyway, so yeah, there's some news stories here which will probably tell us a bit about which of the newspapers actually support this, because it's quite a divisive issue.
Yeah, I notice The Express, their take on it is...
The Express weirdly aren't like shouting at us for once.
No, but they have turned it round and made it look as though she's saying she's going to seek a home in Holland after Britain took their passport off her. So basically, they're making her look out to, as though she's desperately looking for somewhere to go now, like she's homeless and, you know. Whereas the other papers seem to be looking at it more in terms of, well, like you said, some of it's being reported from the IS husband's point of view that he wants them to live in the Netherlands. BBC's basically saying, well, where's she going to go now? It's more of a sort of a
neutral sort of analysis, because that tends to be what the BBC does.
Mm. who's that saying about the family? Yeah, Sky News are looking at it from the point of view of the family being shocked. So there's lots of different viewpoints coming out from different sources, isn't there?
Yeah. And Sky is doing the same thing, calling her shocked at the unjust removal of her citizenship. Yeah. I'm not sure if technically the UK government can do that, but I think they are.
Well, as I say, they can do what they like, but it's in contravention of international law, which hasn't always stopped the British government in the past. Just as an aside, I know I don't.
I saw an ad. I can't remember what it was for. It was an organization that sort of reached out to people that had left terrorist cells.
All right.
Like this.
Yeah.
And that did have regrets about it, and to sort of start a conversation on why they actually did that.
Well,
it's a very extreme action to go to a war-torn country for fight for what you believe in,
absolutely.
And to believe in that thing in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, why did she feel that she had to go there from what the situation she was in at 15, you know? But anyway, this ties into, I noticed, I think last week sometime, Trump was actually basically telling all the European countries that now they're basically, they think that the IS are on their last legs, that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be wanting to return to their home countries, and basically saying that the European countries should take their citizens back and deal with them accordingly.
That's uncharacteristic for the United States.
But, which is interesting. But anyway, yeah, talking about the British following international law, I did did find it quite funny that we've been basically had a slap on the wrist from the United Nations about, I think it was it Gagos Islands or something? There's an island off Mauritius that apparently when the British pulled out of India in the 60s, we basically evicted all the inhabitants of this island and took it as a British overseas territory and told them to either come here or go to India or to Mauritius. And basically, United Nations have just come out. They've looked at the case. It's obviously been taken to them, and the United Nations have said, "No, Britain, actually, that was illegal. You've got to give it back." So that's the country that we're trying to get control back of.
When you get into, I think it's the big five that get veto power in the Security Council. When you get into those countries, quite often you'll find that they have bent the rules in the past and people have just sort of swept it under the rug.
Yeah.
China's not had much action taken against it because people are kind of scared of what will happen if they do.
Mm.
And Russia's done all sorts of shit, as I'm sure you're aware. And the US is definitely not good at sense. France, though, I think is all right. I think they're actually pretty all right.
Anyway, we're going to need to wrap up because we have a very a very important episode to record very shortly. We have a guest awaiting that will be on with us next Thursday.
You seem very excited.
I need to get to the shop to get some beer for it.
You don't need to.
No, but the coffee's making me feel all jittery. So.
Okay. Anyway, with that, I would say the UK kind of just has to let her back, whether or not she goes to prison afterwards.
Yeah,
send her to prison. Different matter.
I mean, try her.
Yeah,
send her to prison.
Obviously. Although,
if you feel the need, and
how much they actually do that with terrorism,
still treat her as a Brit because that's what she is.
Yeah, she was born here. The different matter there to the usual bullshit the UK government tries to pull.
Yeah.
To where she was actually born here, and I think it sets a dangerous precedent to just say, well, you can revoke it in certain circumstances, because then,
and it's also shirking responsibility, which we as grown adults are often made to feel by the government like we should take responsibility for our actions.
The UK needs to handle the tensions between radicalized Muslims and Islamophobes on both sides, because there's been quite a rise in far right terrorism to do with that as well. So,
but the Tories,
they need to just deal with the sort of ideological war that's going on.
The Tories have often had this thing about family values, haven't they? So, like, they really should step up and show that, you know, like, if a member of your family chooses to do something that you disagree with, do you just then stop them from ever coming back into the family if they change their mind?
I think by family values, what they used to mean was shunning gay people, but, you know.
Oh, okay.
Although I did see that Jonathan Pye thing about that. They made quite a good point about how they had socially progressive policies, but economically regressive policies.
Yeah.
So, you know, legalize gay marriage, but fuck the NHS. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Anyway. That's another matter to do with the last 9 years of government that we've lived under, but...
It's all good. We're happy. That's what counts.
Yeah. Anyway.
For the time being.
I guess that. Yeah, I've been Viable.
I've been the Orbiter.
And this has been episode 5 of the Bob Report. Don't know what this is going to be called.
Oh, yeah.
We'll think of that.
Okay.
Bibbly boos.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. We'd really appreciate if you support us on various things, obviously subscribing on YouTube, Twitch, following us on Twitter or Facebook. We have a Discord server that you can join and talk to us and other people, and a website where you can check out blog posts.
And obviously this isn't free for us to run, so if you'd like to support us financially, we have a Patreon page where you can donate monthly and get subscriber rewards. We also have a Stream Elements tipping page where you can make one-off donations. The links are all in the description.
Farewell.
See you next time.